I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The Austrian authorities have found the bodies of dozens of migrants in an abandoned lorry near the Hungarian border. The police said there appeared to be between 20 and 50 bodies in the vehicle. Conditions in the lorry were such that it was not immediately possible to verify the number of bodies. Bethany Bell reports from Vienna.
Police told the BBC they initially thought the vehicle had been involved in an accident. They then noticed blood seeping out of the back of the lorry. When they opened it up, they discovered dozens of dead bodies in an advanced state of decomposition. Police in white forensic suits spent several hours combing the area for evidence. A police hunt is on for the driver, both in Austria. And Hungary.
The bodies were discovered as the leaders of Germany, Austria and six states in the Western Balkans, which lie on the migration route, were meeting in Vienna. The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, said all had been shocked by the news. She described it as a warning to all of Europe and added that Europe had a shared responsibility to help those most in need.
Drawing from our own historic experiences, it is important to give shelter to people whose lives are in danger, wherever they may come from, in areas of war and crisis. Everybody knows what the situation in Syria is like, and everybody knows about the burdens Syria's neighbouring countries are shouldering. So it is up to Europe, as a rich continent, to step in and help.
Two Iraqi army generals have been killed in a suicide car bombing at the command military headquarters north of the city of Ramadi. The Islamic State group says it carried out the attack. Our Middle East editor Alan Johnston reports.
The suicide car bomb is a favoured weapon of the IS militants. An onrushing vehicle packed with explosives is hard to defend against, and this latest attack has killed two very senior army commanders. They died near the strategically important city of Ramadi, which IS captured in May. At the time, the government said it would quickly retake the city, perhaps even within days. But in fact, 3 months on, the army's counteroffensive has made little progress.
A two-day ceasefire agreed between the Syrian government and rebel forces has reportedly begun in two places. One is the rebel-held town of Zabadani, near the Lebanese border. The other location included in the truce is a pair of government-held villages in northern Syria. The truce will enable the delivery of aid. A Chinese human rights lawyer has told the BBC that he's been placed under house arrest after discussing the issue of religious freedom in China with a US government official. Zhuang Daohe said he met the US ambassador at large for religious freedom in Shanghai 3 days ago. Mr. Zhuang, a Christian, is known for his advocacy work on behalf of Christian groups in China. World News from the BBC. The UN's nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, says Iran appears to have built a small extension to part of its Parchin military site. This is where Iran is suspected of having carried out tests relating to the manufacture of nuclear weapons. An IAEA inquiry into the building is regarded as symbolically important, following Iran's recent international agreement on curbing its nuclear program. NATO has opened a military training and evaluation centre in Georgia, which is not a member of the alliance. The move has prompted a swift rebuke by Moscow. Speaking at the new centre outside the capital, Tbilisi, Georgia's Prime Minister, Irakli Garibashvili, said it would help increase regional stability and was not directed at any neighbouring country. But a Russian foreign ministry official said Moscow viewed the move as both provocative and destabilising. Georgia fought a brief war with Russia in 2008. The Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt has won the 200 metres at the World Athletics Championships in Beijing. Bolt beat his American rival Justin Gatlin to win in 19.56 seconds. It's his 10th World Championship gold. Our sports correspondent Alex Capstick was there to watch.
Usain Bolt powering home for his second gold medal of these championships ahead of his great rival Justin Gatlin. He was not to be denied in this, his favourite, his strongest event, and in a difficult season in which he's hardly raced, Usain Bolt has shown what a fantastic competitor he is. He celebrates in front of an adoring crowd.
The German Justice Minister has called for a meeting with Facebook executives after accusing the social media giant of not doing enough to prevent and remove racist and xenophobic comments posted on its site. Heiko Maas told Facebook it was obliged to remove inflammatory posts that broke German laws. Facebook said it didn't tolerate racism. BBC News.